And people have been accusing God, sending these storms and floods and all. No, it ain't. We got a devil loose in this earth. And we won't call him in check, but I call him in check in my life. You ain't bringing that stuff on my life. You're not bringing it on my property. Hallelujah. I'm resisting you with everything in me. I'm resisting you with the name of Jesus. I'm resisting you letting you know I'm covered with the blood. I'm resisting you letting you know I've been washed in the blood. I'm resisting you letting you know that blood has cleansed me. And because the blood of Jesus has cleansed me, you can't find a stain of sin in me. So what did you say? I said, because the blood of Jesus has cleansed me, you can't find a stain of sin in my spirit. That's why we got 1 John 1:9, so we keep us clean, because God knew we were going to mess up. And he said, your spirit, which are you, is alive and active. And every time you do something wrong, you know it. And that's why you gotta live honestly, faithfully, and truthfully. And so when you miss it, just man up, don't let pride rise up, kick it out the door. And say, God, I missed it, didn't I? God, I done wrong, didn't I? God, I just flat out disobeyed, didn't I? And he said, you confess it, he'll forgive you and cleanse you. Didn't he say it? I don't care what man say. I don't care how. If he cleansed me, ain't nothing you can do about it. For he's trying to judge me, trying to decide what I'm right or wrong or what I'm good or bad. You don't have any say-so in the matter. You look with the eyes of criticism. God look with the eyes of grace and faith and love. Isn't that good? He's not out to condemn me. He's out to correct me and teach me and lead me and guide me so I can live this victorious life and reign in life, not be beat down in life, not be run over in life, not be condemned in life, but reigning as a king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Jesus, now watch this. Jesus is this living word. So let me read it again. I'm going to see, can I read it all the way through without stopping? My old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah and no longer lives, for the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the anointed one lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine. The Holy Spirit is in my spirit. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit. And he's constantly, and that's why you want to get to know him, because he will only do and speak and say what you hear the Father say. And this word, now watch it. Now notice what Jesus said, that he empowers, my life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me so much that he gave himself for me. Now watch this. I never saw it this way until today. Joshua 1:8. You say, how did he dispense this life in me? Joshua 1:8, what did it say? This book of the law shall not do what? Depart out of thy mouth. If the book of the law is in your mouth, he said, this is what it'll do. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate in it how long? Day and night. That thou mayest do what? Observe to do according to all that are written therein. For then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Jesus became that living word. This book of the law, Jesus fulfilled it all. Listen to what it says. In the beginning, God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. And the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. If there was no success, why would God tell him not to let it out of your mouth? That means the Word gives you success and victory in life, and it tells us just exactly how it does it. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Keep it in, meditate upon it, keep it in the midst of your heart. Meditate upon it so you can get it in your heart. So you observe to do according, observe to do according, observe to do according, observe to do according, not observing to do what you want to do, not observing to do how you see it, but observe to do according to what is written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. Because this word has conquered every enemy of yours that comes against your faith, comes against your finance, comes against your health, comes against your relationship, comes against any, comes against your job, where you ought to be working, what you ought to be making, all that. God said, if you meditate on this word, I'll show you how to have good success. I'll teach you how to be prosperous. I'll teach you how to live holy. I'll show you how to live victorious. You won't be bounced around every kind of wind of doctrine, every kind of stuff bouncing you around. You don't know. And should I be over here? Should I be doing? You'll know that this is where I'm supposed to be and this is what I'm to be doing. Because I'm fully persuaded. This is how I'm to live. This is my lot in life. Or this is what God called me to do. And I won't be over here meddling in somebody else's affair. I'll be doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'll have good success. And I will bring forth, God can manifest through me the things he wants to come forth in this earth that will bless other people. My life will be a living testimony. My life will be a blessing because I live and I let God's word have free course in me, through me, to speak it, to act, and put my hands to do what God tells me to do, and I have good success. This book of the law shall not leave my mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from me. This is what I taught. I don't go around talking no crazy stuff. Child, if I didn't have no luck, if I didn't have no bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. See, I don't talk that crazy stuff. I don't live by luck. I live by faith. I live by the word of God. And no such thing, old lucky come from the devil. All right. And this, now listen, this is what he sets out to do. He don't want you to come to know who you are. He don't want you to become steadfast. He don't want you to become knowledgeable. He don't want you to become anchored in the word. He don't want you to come to the place where you know how to get to hear from God and get this revelation in your spirit. He want to steal you. He want to steal it from you. Look what it said. Hallelujah.